you. How are you this afternoon in ZL land? Great to see you again. 5 and 9, ZL 1RQ from Whiskey Bravo 9 Zanz. Going to the Allen.
Bravo 9 Zulu.
ZL 1 Radio Quebec.
Yeah, nice to hear you there, and you're about 20 over 9. You snort.
Just pouring in this afternoon.
Just done some antenna changes here and put up a 7-element tri-band Yagi. So it's one I've had up before, but it's been down for the last couple of years. But we threw it up about half an hour ago, and the band seems in good shape. The antenna's working, have it?
Oh, it's working great. It's working great. You're opening the band. Yes, congratulations, Alan. Five, and you're peaking a little bit over 9, and I have no preamp on the radio, so it's no preamp, so that's real raw signal. So let me turn it over to Tom, and then he can pass it around. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. A ZL1RQ, Kilo 8, Charlie X-ray. Good afternoon, Alan. Beautiful signal. Your new antenna is really doing a great job. 5x9 plus 10 in Ohio. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. How copy? Over.
Hey, good day, Tom. Well, thank you for the nice report. You're peaking about 10 over 9, so a good signal from you, and that's good to see you. I was just up on 15 metres, and I worked a WA-9 in Illinois, so conditions are good on the higher bands as well. KH Charlie X-ray, is that a 1RQ? Back to you, Tom.
Okay, Alan, very good. And thanks for the propagation report on 15 meters. That's always good to know. And Alan, please stand by. There's another station that will call you. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, ZL1 Radio Quebec, Kilo 3 London Radio. Good morning, Alan. You're 5 and 9.
Hi, Tim. Yeah, you're about 4 by 2, ever?
4 by 2. Okay. Very good. You're coming in here very strong.
Yeah, okay, no. You're 20 over 9. Maybe louder. Very very big signal from you, Tim. As usual, over.
Okay, very good. And thanks so much for stopping by. It's great to hear you again, and we look forward to many more QSOs. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Alan, is that like a TH-7? You said 7-element tri-band, or is that the Yagi? You got your short jet page, and what did you do? Do you repair it back up?
Yeah, well, look, I took it down. I was playing with, I had some other antennas up there and some VHF stuff I was playing with, so I had it down for about a year, but we just I just put it up again this afternoon. And it is the high gain, that's the H7, over.
Yeah, okay, very good. Who was the WA-9 that you worked on, 15?
Roger, Whiskey Alpha 9, Zulu Hotel Papa, over.
I don't know if I know him or not. Let's see here. Let's see if he's 4-5. My internet's running kind of slow here. WA-9 Hotel Papa. Okay. Yeah, he's in Morrison, Illinois. I think that's over on the western part of the state. So, okay, well, very good. Glad to hear 15 is open and noticing just lots and lots of DX on 15. So I work the guy down on Juan Fernandez there this afternoon, our time here, down on Juan Fernandez, Zulu Bravo, Charlie Bravo Zero, Zulu Zulu, what a call sign. Nice call anyhow, and yeah, 15's been good lately. Back to you there, Alan. ZL1RQ from WB9Z.
Yeah, WB9Z, ZL 1RQ. Yeah, good, Jerry. Yeah, well, one of the reasons for pushing to get this antenna up is I want to have a play in the CQ worldwide this year. I've got a couple of friends coming to stay for the weekend, and we're going to do a multi-single effort. So I figured I needed the best antenna I can I've got, so which is the TH7. So I've stuck that up, and I've got a rotary dipole for 40 to go up in the next week or so, and I'll play around with some wire antennas for 75. So that'll be our effort for CQ Worldwide this year. But of course, the Oceania contest is coming up in a couple of weeks, so that's always a good tryout. So we'll get everything up and running for that. Okay, yeah, guys, I'll leave you with us and let you work some more DX down this way. WV9Z is at L1RQ.
Yeah, that's true. The CQ Worldwide starts up in a couple weeks. I'm planning, Val and I are planning, or maybe just me, I don't know yet, but so we'll do the RTTY contest, CQ Worldwide RTTY, and then Val and I will do CQ Worldwide Sideman, and then I'll probably do CQ Worldwide CW. And speaking of, a couple of friends coming in, I'm going to turn it over to Sam and let him tell you about all of his plans coming up. He's been working all summer and all year getting ready for the contest season. K3LR from WB9Z.
Okay, Jerry, WB9Z, K3 London Radio. Well, ZL1RQ, we'd love to work you on all five bands, even on 160, if you have 160 as well. We've got a good setup there, and I know Jerry and Tom would like to work you too, but we'll be multi-multi, and I think conditions are good enough that we should be able to work on 10 and 15 meters. And 80 meters should be no problem to work Zulu Lima with a dipole, and if you get on 160, that would be good as well. Over to you, Tom. I'm going to make this my final, Tom. I'm going to check in on 40 real quick and then head to bed. And Jerry, 73, great night here again. And Tom, thanks so much for hosting. K Charlie X-Ray, K3 London Radio.
Okay, Tim, K3LR in the group, KHCX. Always good to have you in there. And, I know you've been working hard getting ready for the worldwide contests. And, Tim is right, Alan. We would all want to work you on all the bands coming up here next month. So I'm going to say 7-3, and it's been a pleasure hearing you, Alan. And your TH7 is doing a great job. I've used one of those for years, and it's a real good antenna. So I'm glad yours is working well, too. 7-3, ZL1RQ, KHCX.
You good Tom? Yeah, we certainly look forward to working with you guys in the contest. And, I'm sure 75 through to 10 will be no trouble. And, Tim, well, you appear in my log every year for the last, 30 years or so. you're a big station down here in the contest. 73, guys, we look forward to doing it again. K3LR, KHCX, WB9Z, is that L1RQ, 73.
73.